Rob, the touchdown catch, could you just take us back through that and sort of how you were able to make that play?
I think it was a run. Tom alerted it. I think he saw man coverage. He alerted it, and the alert was me on a go and just made a play. He put the ball up there where I can only go get it. And I would say it started off in practice the last couple of weeks. I mean, we've just been hitting the same page. We've been practicing hard, and we've been just working on things, and it just pays off hard work throughout the week.
Raise your hand. I'll pass the mic to you.
As you're passing, I'll just follow up. How much do you feel right now that you're in, a zone? One of your teammates was saying, just looks at you and it seems like you're on fire right now.
It's the end of the season. It's after Thanksgiving where the games really count. That was a huge win. I mean, you'd think the Steelers win was huge. That was the same magnitude of a victory. And we got to have another good week now. And got to be focused. We got to be in the zone. And that's what's going to take to come out to have another good week and get another win.
You're right. Rob, what was it like to see Deion Lewis have the game he had today?
He's an unbelievable player. He's a beast. For his size, I look up to him. The way he plays, the way he doesn't let people take him down, it inspires me because I'm like, if that guy can do that, why can't I be able to break tackles like that? So that just shows his inspiration of how hard he plays, how hard he works, and a great dude to have on the team.
Rob, did you see the Kelvin Benjamin play right before the half, and did you think it was a catch?
It was a good play by him, the way he extended. I saw it, but I mean, what was the ruling? Why wasn't it a catch? I didn't get that. Why did they say it wasn't? He was juggling?
NFL said he was juggled between steps.
I guess he was juggling it. Yeah. I mean, but he made a nice play. But
Rob, this is the eighth straight year that this organization has won 12 or more games. In your feeling, what does it say about the consistency of this organization to be able to accomplish something like that?
It's unbelievable. And if you think about it, I got here 8 years ago, so maybe that's the reason. But it's just being a part of it, being around it, it's just a consistency of always coming in, always working hard. And it's a lot of the players always come in too. I mean, you can see other guys go training off season, and people are just lackadaisy. There's players not training that hard. They're just there to be there. It's the players come in every single week. They work hard. They want to get better. We want to win. So it's just great, the consistency, just everyone working hard every single week and not letting down.
Rob, today inactives come out. Hogan's out. Rex Burkhead's out. James White is out. But yet you guys are still able to get the job done pretty handedly. What does that say about the depth in this offense?
It says a lot. I mean, our running backs, the way that they work, the way that they work together and just step in, fill the hole is just unbelievable. I mean, they've been doing that since camp this year, just stepping right in. Whoever's in that running back is doing a great job, and it's just awesome to see that. It's good to know that whoever's in there at running back can just keep on stepping it up, and they're all great players.
Rob, while very consistent, every year is different. And one thing about this year, a lot of games like tonight, grind them out games. Can you talk about this team and this victory, how it sort of exhibits what this team's about?
Oh, yeah. It was a huge victory. We got to keep it rolling and just the grind. Our offensive line actually doesn't get the credit that they deserve. I mean, the grinding, the pounding that they're always taking, the run game that we've established today the last couple weeks has been huge. It helps out the passing game. It helps out just overall the distribution of the ball to the receivers, to the running backs. Everyone's touching it. Everyone's making plays. So we're just in for the grind. Everyone wants to work hard. Everyone wants to get better every week.
Rob, you know, the Bills are obviously your hometown team. You have your most catches, your most yards, and your most touchdowns against them than any other Patriots opponent. What is it about the Bills that brings out the best in you?
Sorry to them for that. But, I mean, I don't know. It's cool when your hometown team passed on you twice in that draft, and you kind of remember it still. So, no lie, that's I remember it every single time I play him.
You drew a pass interference penalty in the end zone, but the ball, is that, when you look at that play, is that, do you feel like you should have had the ball, or is that what went into that play, I guess?
I didn't really see the play again, but I mean, I did have my hands on the ball. It would have been a really tough catch, but I mean, I was mad at myself for not coming down with it too, because as a competitor, you want to come down with that ball every single time. And, I think, but I got the PI call, which was huge. I mean, it's just as big as a catch. We ran the ball in, so just got to keep on playing hard. And when balls come that way, you got to come down with them. But if not, I mean, you got the PI call, so it was cool.
Hey, Rob, you were asked about the offense being down several guys today. The defense has been playing with a couple of people in particular in the front seven injured of late. No Alan Branch again, no Kyle Van Noy, and yet it held Buffalo to 3 field goals today. The effort that they've given, and in particular the young guys who've had to step into more prominent roles, what has that meant to the team, and how much is it appreciated by the offense?
Oh, it's hugely appreciated. The way that they grind, the way they work, they're not individuals. They come in every day. They're on the practice field. They're working together, and that's what creates a team. Every time we go over some every week during the practice, they're trying to get better as a defense. We're trying to get better as an offense, and it's just making the team better overall with the consistency of going out of practice and just everyone coming together. But the young guys are hungry. Everyone's hungry on that defense, and they're just trying to work together to make plays and get stops, which they're doing great. It's awesome.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, guys. Thank you.